House Rules Committee advances Senate funding deal. Washington. The House Rules Committee on Monday advanced a Senate bill to fund the government as multiple agencies remain in a partial shutdown. The measure advanced in a party-line 8-4 vote following the more than four-hour committee hearing. It moves the Senate-passed measure, which fully funds 5 executive departments and extends funding for the Department of Homeland Security to February 13th. One step closer to a vote on final passage, which is expected sometime on Tuesday. Democratic leaders have indicated that they won't give their backing to the measure, meaning House Speaker Mike Johnson will need to rely primarily on the support of his narrow Republican majority to pass the measure. In a full vote of the House, Johnson can spare only one defection in a party-line vote, though some Democrats are expected to back the measure. Meanwhile, some issues could lead Republicans to oppose the measure. Representative Thomas Massey is a longtime budget hawk and a particular opponent of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which falls under DHS. Massey voted against the previous funding measure due to its funding for CISA and could oppose the stopgap measure as well. Other Republicans have pushed leadership to attach the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility Act to the measure. Leadership has resisted these demands, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says would make the bill dead on arrival in the upper chamber. The bill reported out of the Rules Committee didn't include the SAVE Act. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise downplayed the difficulties in comments to reporters on Monday. "They all come down to the wire, and then we get our business done," Scalise said. During testimony at the hearing, House Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole encouraged support for the measure, saying, "The issues before us remain critically important. The path here may have been different than expected, but our responsibility is the same, to fund the government and keep it working for the nation," Cole said. The bill at issue would provide full-year funding for the Departments of Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, Transportation, Housing and Urban Development. Democrats are demanding reforms to DHS and its subsidiary immigration enforcement agencies before they'll support a full-year funding measure. Though many House Democrats, including leadership, have expressed opposition to extending DHS funding at all before these reforms are addressed. Rules Committee Ranking Member Jim McGovern, meanwhile, voiced opposition to the measure. "I will not vote for business as usual while masked agents break into people's homes without a judicial warrant, in violation of the Fourth Amendment," he said, referencing ongoing disputes related to the executive branch's use of self-issued administrative warrants, rather than court-issued judicial warrants, to enter homes. However, one Democrat indicated at the hearing that they would break with their party to back the measure, House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro. "I will support this package," DeLauro said at the hearing, referencing the 5 full-year funding bills attached to the package which have Democratic support. She said that without the funding extension for DHS, Democrats won't be able to bring the kinds of pressure needed to add reforms to the full-year DHS funding package. McGovern explained his opposition in response to a question from the Epoch Times outside the hearing room. "Personally, cannot bring myself to go for one more cent for ICE without some serious guardrails put in place. And I think the leverage we have is now more so than 2 weeks from now," McGovern said. The House action comes as affected agencies on Monday began to carry out shutdown procedures and non-essential employees were sent home. They'll remain furloughed until funding is restored. House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he is confident that the partial shutdown will end with the Tuesday vote, despite indicating that House Democrats haven't given their support to pass the Senate-passed measure. "We have a logistical challenge of getting everyone in town, and because of the conversation I had with Hakeem Jeffries, I know that we've got to pass a rule and probably do this mostly on our own," Johnson told NBC News's Meet the Press. House Democratic leadership has not indicated support for the measure publicly, despite it having been backed by Schumer and other Senate Democrats. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told ABC's This Week, "It's clear that the Department of Homeland Security needs to be dramatically reformed. Masks should come off," he said. "Judicial warrants should absolutely be required consistent with the Constitution. In our view, before DHS agents or ICE agents are breaking into the homes of the American people or ripping people out of their cars." Despite some warning signs in his caucus, Johnson has retained a posture of confidence, telling Fox News Sunday that Trump, who retains strong sway in the House, is leading this. "It's his play call to do it this way," Johnson said, adding that Trump has already conceded that he wants to turn down the volume on federal immigration issues. The Senate passed the altered funding package in a 71-29 vote on Friday evening following hours of hurried negotiations on Capitol Hill involving members of both parties. The vote came less than a day after Democrats and the White House announced the deal. After the fatal shooting of Alex Preti in Minnesota by immigration enforcement officers, Senate Democrats said they would not support funding for DHS without changes to certain immigration enforcement practices. Trump has urged Congress to pass the bipartisan compromise. Republicans and Democrats in Congress have come together to get the vast majority of the government funded until September, while at the same time providing an extension to the Department of Homeland Security, the president wrote on Truth Social on January 29th. "Hopefully, both Republicans and Democrats will give a very much needed bipartisan yes vote."